been in Count Vronsky long?
He's a rich, good-looking cavalry officer.
Dance with me.
Joe Wright's Anna Karenina, based on the Tolstoy novel, is a quintessential holiday production. It offers rich costumes, enchanting music, and stellar actors. Keira Knightley plays the doomed Karenina.
The rules of a period film have been completely broken. Anna Karenina is a story that's been done a lot. What is the point in doing a safe adaptation?
Their Excellencies, Minister Karenin and Madame Karenin.
Anna Karenina, a married woman of social stature, falls in love with cavalry officer Count Vronsky. Their affair goes against the grain of a seemingly virtuous society, and Anna pays the consequences. In his film, Joe Wright emphasizes the pretense of the 19th century Russian aristocracy. He stages Anna Karenina's world in a controlled space that is lavish but claustrophobic. Anna's life ends tragically under the wheels of a train.
My name is Pai Patel. I am on a lifeboat alone with the tiger. Please send help.
Life of Pi, about survival and faith, is more upbeat. It's also adapted from a book, and it requires a willing suspension of disbelief. Oscar-winning director Ang Lee enchants us with his otherworldly cinematography. For the shots in the boat, the production team created a digital tiger.
Action of Iran.
Those who like an intelligent plot have hailed Argo, a spy drama. Tony Mendez, a CIA operative, undertakes to smuggle six American diplomats out of Iran during the 1979 hostage crisis.
You really believe your little story is going to make a difference when there's a gun to our heads?
I think my story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.
The film is directed by Oscar winner Ben Affleck, who also stars as Mendez.
You have 72 hours to get them out.
It's based on a true story that is so unbelievable, it feels like fiction.
I cannot guarantee his safety.
Understood.
Nor will I be responsible for his fate.
The Hobbit, also coming out this holiday season, is a fantasy epic. With this prequel, director Peter Jackson promises a spectacle for the millions of fans of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and J.R.R. Tolkien's novel. The holiday films will be capped by the musical Les Misérables, directed by Oscar winner Tom Hooper. Unlike Anna Karenina, Hooper's adaptation of Victor Hugo's 19th century classic is traditional and sticks close to the book.
Help me, please, I have a child!
The famous cast, including Anne Hathaway and Hugh Jackman, doesn't skip a note of the original score.
Where was your child?
The film, about brotherly love and redemption, reflects the holiday spirit.
Charles!
These movies and more not only have the ingredients for a lucrative season at the box office, they're also raising the curtain on January's Oscar nominations. Penelope Pooley, VOA News, Washington.